Chi. Kol kola debos nesuyin lechashinin. Anytime an isha got married, and after she got married, there's a rumor that something's wrong with kedushin. We don't listen to the rumor. If Adam come or the husband comes back, then yes. But a rumor we don't listen to after they got married already. So Mora says, Ma the time I would have thought. Hoyl v'yos l'veidina v'sharinon kikola dikamoy nesuyin dami v'tisso kamash malon. She writes like this. Over here, what happened? When first, a neidecha told her husband died. Now, a neidecha by himself really is no good. A neidecha really we shouldn't believe. It's davar sheber. We should have to wait him. Just the rabbanim will make it over here, mishum iguna, and the rabbanim asoimah that she's daiko mitzvah, the rabbanim believe the neidecha. But I would have thought that since it's only a heter of Bezdin, like Bezdin also has chashashas, maybe still alive. And the Bezdin only gives her a head to get married if she really checks it out well. So if later a rumor comes around that she's still alive, I would have thought this considered like the rumor was really here even before she got married. Kamashmala no. That Lamaisa, once Bezdin gave her a head to get married, she is allowed to get married. And if she got married first, she's married. And now if a Krill comes out now a rumor that the first husband is alive, it means nothing. Until we see clearly if the first husband is alive or not, a rumor alone means nothing. Nisas api bezdin teise. Again, what the Mishnah says, she gets married api bezdin means with an eidechod, and then the second husband comes, then the first husband comes back, it's teise. Oma ziri ziri says, leitzalam astisim in the be medrasha. We don't hold from our Mishnah because they learned something in the base medrash. The Tony be medrasha was done to the base medrash like this. Hoiru bezdin sheshot lechama. Let's say Bezdin gives a psak that it came nighttime ready. That's after Shkia, Shoshok Lachama. It was a Shabbos. And the question is now, is it Moitsoy Shabbos or not? And it's very cloudy. And Bezdin Paskin, yes, it's Moitsoy Shabbos now. Well, if Soiv Zorcha, and Vice of Klai saw that the Yidin then did have, they were Mechala Shabbos then. Well, if Soiv right away afterwards, the sun came out again. So, whoever, the way did Melachas then, was Mechala Shabbos. So, shall they have to bring a Korban or not? So then is Ainzu Haroi and Latois. That's not called Haroi's. Bezdin is called the Tois. So as our Mishnah says, when you do something wrong because Bezdin gave you the heter, you don't have to bring a korban. If somebody does something, but Haroi's Bezdin, you're potter from the korban. Like in our Mishnah says, if she got married with the Eidechod, since Bezdin gave her the heter, she's potter in a korban. So Kasher is, no, that's not called Haroi, that's called the Tois, like over here. If Bezdin made a mistake, and said, like now in daytime of Shabbos, it's nighttime, that's not called a psak, that's called a tois. And you do have to bring a korban. A tois means it's a shalal alocha. We don't know clear what it is. It's a shalal alocha, is a mutter or not. So Bezdin passed in the wrong way, and people listen to Bezdin, they don't have to bring a korban. But if Bezdin made a tois, that's not called a haro, it's called a tois, they do have to bring a korban. So for now, Mishnah also was called a tois, not called a haro. Mura says though, but Rav Nachman Amar no harohi, and now Mishnah is called a roh, it's called a psak, it's not called a tois. And Amar Rav Nachman, Teda, bring your proof to a roh, why our Mishnah is called a roh. The Bechol Ater Rekul Eidechud Loim Hemen. All over, if an Eidechud comes and says something about issues to the husband, if a wife died or not, the husband died or not, we don't believe in Eidechud. Vachim Hemen, and over here we do believe in Eidechud. My time of why? Lav Mishum Daroi, it's called a roh, it's called Bezdin Paskin. Now it's Bezdin themselves was Seimich, on an Eidechud, an Isha's Daika Minsavob, that's called a roh's Bezdin. And therefore, if the Isha got married because Bezdin Paskin she's allowed to, and later comes out the husband is alive, she does not have to bring a korban. Even though she did an Avera B'Shoigei, a korban not, if you do something by roh's Bezdin, you put it from a korban. Omar Rav, Rav says no, Teda the Tois, so I bring your Rai, it's called the Tois, it's not called a roh, it's called some that made a mistake. Let's say Bezdin first paskin that you're allowed to eat chelev. You're allowed to eat dam. They made a mistake, they paskin it's mutter. Vada chosa timely surah. And then later Bezdin surah svara said, it said they saw the psukim. No, this is chelev, this is dam, it's also. So they came out now, chlor, it's also. Ki hagrev yomri laterev. Bezdin again makes a mistake again. The same Bezdin says that it's mutter. Lo mashkechinalu. Avada, we don't listen to them. There is such a thing, we don't listen to them. That's the wrong psak now. We knew before that they came out, it's osir. Now they say it's mutter, we can't listen to them. Mashek and Vilu over here, Hechod, the osir, Eidechot, Sharinen. When an Eidechot comes and says he died, we let it get married. Also, Treya Sarnif, two Edom come and says he's still alive right now, we say she's also. Let's say another Reidecha comes and says, no, we know that he died now. In other words, the case was, first Reidecha said he's dead. Then two Edom said that he's alive. And later another Reidecha comes and says, I know he died now. Sharinan law, we matter again. Night time, what kind of swore is this? Lav mishun de toisu. We have to say it's not called the psak aloch here. It's called the madazach, it's called like a toys. Like they're making mistakes here. Well, one is called a raw, one is called a mitzias, like the fact. If it's a question of fact or not, that's not called a raw, that's called a toys. So here we'll go with some facts. Facts is either is dead or alive, and a fact, we go back and forth. By her raw, once we know that raw, it doesn't change anymore. But a fact could change. So it's bringing a raya, it's called the toys, is a question if the fact is this way or that way. The Rafter Ablezah solved with the toys, so it's also called the Sharla. In fact, if it's here or not, then there's no heter to bring, you have to bring the korban. The Tanya Ablezah Weimer, Yikav Adin Eshar, like the din should knock through the mountain. As if to say, V'tovi Chatesh Shemena, that he or she would have to bring a Chatesh. So it's like this. Iyarmu Bishleim with a toysu, it's a toys of Vezdin, Mishumachi Mati Korban, then she has to bring the korban. It's not called the Psak Halach, it's called the Metzias. They made a mistake, in the facts. That's called the toys. Nothing to do with like Bezdin, you have to bring a korban. Eli Yarmut the Roy, but if you can tell me it's called her Roy, it's called the Psak of Bezdin, am I Masi Korban? Why do you have to bring a korban? Look, who asked the Klau, if you do something with her Roy's Bezdin, you don't have to bring a korban. The Teret says, with Dilmuk Sover Reb Leza, maybe Reb Leza himself holds Yochid, Shos of a Roy's Bezdin Chayiv. Maybe Reb Leza holds all over like that. That if a Yochid listens to Bezdin, still he has to bring a korban. Gemara says, no, Im Kain, if that was the Pshat here, Ma Yikov Adin Esahar. What does it mean like the din knocks through the mountain? As if to say that really there's a svar here to say you don't have to bring korban. Because really you would think it's called Haroes Bezdin. And really when Bezdin passed in something and you listen to them, you don't have to bring korban. So Reb Leza has to tell you, you should know over here though, there's a new svar to say it's not called Haroa. What is it called here? It's called the Toyas of Bezdin. So that's what's being mechadish. That's called Yikov Adin Eshar. Like the din knocks through the mountain to tell us, even though really pashtus, you should be potter from the korban here, because really it looks like there's a Roy's Bezdin. Kamashma, no, this is not called Haroa. It's not called Bezdin made a mistake in Psak Halacha. It's called they made a mistake in a fact. And when you make a mistake in a fact, that's not called the Psak of Bezdin. Like Bezdin made a mistake, Bezdin thought the husband was dead, and it came out the husband's alive. So that she listened to Bezdin is not called she listened because Bezdin used their own svara and passed in something. It's called they listened to the mistake of Bezdin. That's not called their voice Bezdin. Smash that's the maskana. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that she's potter from the korban because it is called her voice Bezdin. And they Medrash, they learn not like that. That this is not called her raw. It's called that Bezdin made a mistake in the fact. When you make a mistake in facts, then you don't have a pturah to bring a korban. Adrab, you have to bring the korban. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that tzaddik beis amar alef. In the middle of the two dots, in the middle of the Gemara, it says, "My kilkula." The Mishnah says, "What her rebezdin linose? If bezdin was matter to get married." Yeah, the last part of the Mishnah again was her rebezdin linose. Bezdin gave her head to get married for a whole chol the kilkula. But instead of getting married, she went and had znus. She made a kilkula. She did an avera. So lochri is chayeves bekorbin. In such a case, she has to bring a korban. Why, the Mishnah says, Shlei teru ela linasei. Because the Eter of Bezdin was only to go get married. Like an Eidach had said her first husband died, so the Rabbanan said she's allowed to get, Bezdin said she could get married. If she would get married, this called she did something, by Roy's Bezdin should be put up on a korban. But now that she went and Stam had znus with somebody, so Bezdin did not give her Eter to have znus, therefore she has to bring a korban. Because the Maid says she is an Eishes Ish, her first husband is still alive, and she went and lived with another man, she had znus with another man, therefore she's chayav a korban. That's not called, she did something that Haroi is Bezdin. So Gemara says, my kukula, what did she do wrong? Rebbe Lezer Roimeh Zinsa. Stam she had znus with another man, not even a chayav elavin, stam she had znus. So for that, Lamaisa, she is an Eishes Ish, she's still married to the first husband, so she did an avera of chayav chatis, she has to bring a korban. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Amon Lekoen Godol, Grusha Bachalus Lekoen Hejit. We're talking about now that she went now and got married. If she was a Grusha, she got married to a Kohen. A Kohen married her. So she did an Aveira by getting married to a Kohen. Rosa Chalutza. Yeah. So Gemara says, Man do you amazinza, the one that said that Stam she had nus with somebody else. Kol shekein amon l'kohen gadol. For sure, if she got married, if she was an amon and got married to a kohen gadol, for sure she'll have to bring a korban. Because that's a big aveira. That's a chai v'lavin. But man do you amon l'kohen gadol, the one that said the kilkel means that she went and got married to a kohen gadol, she was an amona, or else if she was a grusha, she got married to a regular kohen, she did a chai v'lavin. That's no heter of the rabbonin. Therefore, she has to bring a korban. Avol zinsaloi. But if she stam adds nus with another man, then she would be potter from the korban. That's what this mandiyama says. Gemara says, my timer. To yomru also nu dishavisa pnuya. Because she has the right to say, look, you rabbonin, you made me like a pnuya. In other words, you believed the eidechod when he said my husband died, and he gave me heter to get married. So once I have a right to get married, what do I do wrong now? I adds nus with another man. For that I'm not chai the korban, like I didn't do anything wrong. So Mela, that's called the Chlala Heter. The Gemara says, Tanya Kavos to Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Raya now to Rabbi Yochanan. It says like this, Hoira Bezdin Linosei. If Bezdin told her she's allowed to get married, and Eidechot came and said, your first husband died, so Bezdin says she's allowed to get married. For a whole Chol V'Kilkulo, and she went, instead of getting married, she did an Aveira. What does that mean? Kegoin, what's the case? Amon L'Kohen Gadol. If she was an Amona, she went and got married to a Kohen Gadol. Or else Gerusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyit. If she was a Gerusha, she got married to a kohen hedyit. In such a case, chayev is pekorban. Al kol biyo biyo. Tiva Rebeleza. For every single biyo she has with the kohen gadol or with the kohen, she's chayev another korban. Like Rashi says, k'sava Rebeleza, biyo is mechalkis. Every biyo is called a new ma'ase biyo, and she's chayev a new korban. For time of Masech Tekrisis. In which case does she have to bring a korban? Only if she did such a chayvi lav and she got married to a kohen gadol. But mashmir stam she has nus with another man that is not a chayvi lav involved. For that she would not have to bring a korban. The chachamim say though, in this case that korban echad ala kol. No, if the isha now got married to a kohen gadol, she's an amona. For all the bees she have with him, it's called like one chet. And she has to only bring one korban. But umaydim chachom the Rebbe Leza, but the chachom agree to Rebbe Leza. There was a chachom say that since lemaisa it's one isha and one kain, so all the bees is like one maisa veira. She's only chayiv one korban. But what's going to be? Shim nisayt lechamisha b'nei adam. Let's say this one isha got married to five different people. Shechayiv is be korban akolecha b'yechod. Then she's chayiv a korban to everyone separately. Hoyel v'gufa machlokin. Since each goof is a special goof, she's chayiv a separate korban for each person. As Rabbi Dechom only say, if it's one person, then she's only chayiv one korban. But if it's different people, then we say she's chayiv a korban for every person. It's called a different ma'isa aveira. She's chayiv different kabonis for every person. The Mishnah says like this: For isha sheholach bailo b'nolam dinasayom, anisha. That a husband and a son went away to Medina Sayyam. Ubol v'yomrlo, and later an aid echad came and told her, you should know, meis balcha, you should know they came and told her that your husband died, meis balcha. So right now what? She had a son? So since she had a son at the time the husband died, she's not zakuk liyibum. She's not a shemeras yavim, she's allowed to get married. V'yachakach meis bincha. And they told the Yishno, after your husband died, then your son died. So Lamais, like we had before, since she's potter from Yibum, the mitzvah Yibum doesn't come later on. After Acher, Dakinam, you had a svara that once she's potter, Bishas Misa, there's no Chiyib Yibum later. So Lamais said, this Isha is allowed to get married. And that's what happened. Venise, she got married to another man. The Yacha, Kach, Omrullah, and later they came and told the Yishno, Chilafoyat Varim, no, it was the opposite way. That first your son died, and then your husband died. So it comes out that the Shas, the husband died, she had no children, so there was a mitzvah Yibum, she's called the Shemeres Yavim. So our Mishnah will see in the Gemara goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita that holds a Shemeres Yavim as a Chai V'Lavin, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Therefore the Lachar is Teitzei, she has to go out from the second husband, because she's doing like an Averis, she's a Shemeris Yavim now. So the fact she got married to another man is like the Issa, that the Kedushin is not Chal, it's Teitzei. For you have Vlad, Rishon, V'Achron, Mamzer. And the kid she has, we'll see in the Gemara what it means, but from the second husband, if she has a kid, the kid is called a Mamzer. According to Rav Akiva, Chai V'Lav, it makes the kid a Mamzer, the kid is a Mamzer. What about Omru Lo Meis Bincha? Let's say they told you, you should know, first your son died. V'yachakach Meis Balcha, and then your husband died. So it comes out at the time when the husband died, there were no children, so there's a Mitzvah Yibum. V'nis Yavma, so what happened was, she made a Mitzvah Yibum. The brother came and married her. V'yachakach Omru Lo, Chilofoy Advarim, and later the Edim came and told it was just the opposite. That first your husband died, when you still had a child, and then the child died. So it comes out there's no mitzvah yibum. So the brother is doing an avera by living with his brother's wife. Is teitzei senechnami, he has to get rid of her. So we have vlad rishon v'achron mamzer, and the vlad first and second vlad he has is both called a mamzer. Again, it goes according to Rav Akiva, or this is better, this is a mamzer according to everybody, because the ma'aser, since there's no mitzvah yibum, it comes out she's living with her brother-in-law. That's a chayv krisus. So therefore, there's no heter. The kid's a mamzer. Omru lo, they told her like this, Meis Balcha, you should know first your husband died. And what, then she had a child? So Meila Venisa, she was allowed to get married. At the time when the husband died, they still had a child alive. Therefore, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. V'yachakach Omru lo, Kayim Hoya. Then later they told her, you should know your husband was alive. At the time when you got married to a second husband, your first husband was alive. So it comes out what? That the second Kedushin is not Chal. Umeis? But they're telling you, we know now that the first husband died now. So such a case, teitzei, she has to go out from the second husband. For you have Vlad Rishon, mamzer. For Yachron and a mamzer. The Vlad that she had at the first time when her first husband was still alive is called a mamzer. But now after they tell her that now we know for sure your first husband died, even though the din is teitzei, she's not supposed to live with the second husband, but if she still lives with the second husband, now the kid is not a mamzer. Because Lamaisa, she's not called, she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. Lamaisa, now they're telling her clearly, her husband died. So since Lamaisa, her husband died, therefore, the kid is not a mamzer. Oh, Malo, let's say they told like this, Meis Balcha, that your husband died, Vinis Kacha, she got married to somebody else, V'yacha Kach Bo Bailo, and then her husband comes, Muteras Lachsaloi, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. And this is going what? The Chur is going with Edim. That Omru Lo, Poshet HaMishnah is going, Poshet is going now to Edim. To Edim came and told the Ishno, your husband died. So we had before, she had a right to get married, and she's called an Onus. So if the husband is alive, Allah Chur, she's still mutter to go back to the first husband. That she lived with the second husband, she's called like an Onus, she's mutter to the first husband. Afa pi shenosun l'achron get, even though the second husband gives her a get, Halachar is like postle min akuna. She does not become postle to the kohen. Why? Because the get is nothing. There is lamaisa. She was an eishes ish from the first husband still. So the second kedushin is not chal at all. Therefore, when the second husband gives her a get, it means nothing. So therefore, she's still mutter to a kohen. And the Mishnah says that zu dorish Reb Loza ben Mafia. This is what Reb Loza ben Mafia darshin. That the postik says v'isha gerushim isha. That when is an Isha called a Grusha? From a husband, she had to be married to him. But not in the case where the husband was not married to her. Like over here, the second husband, the Grushin is not Chal, because really the first husband is still alive. So she's an Ishish Ish. She can't get married to a second husband. Therefore, the second Kedushin is not Chal. Therefore, if the second one gives her a get, it means nothing. So in such a case, she's still Mutter to Kain. In the case the first husband dies, she becomes an Almona. She's Mutter to get married to a Kain. That's the mission. So the Gemara says like this. My Rishon and my Achron. Like the first part of the Mishnah says in the case where the husband and son went away, and they came back and told you, you know, first your husband died, and then your son died. So it comes out that there's no Mrs. Yibam, and she got married to somebody else. And later they told her the opposite, that no, you should know first your son died, and then your husband, so there was supposed to be a Mrs. Yibam. So then is Avlad Rishav Yachrin Mamzer. So Pashtun means she's only married to the second husband. So what does it mean, Rishav Yachrin Mamzer? Where's the first, where's the second kid?
For the Gemara, my Rishon and my Achron. What does it mean the first? What does it mean the second kid? We're only talking about that she's married to the second husband now. Elaim, if you want to tell me Rishon, the first kid means Lefnei Shemua, before we heard what happened. The Yachrin means Liachas Shmua, that means after we heard what happened. That was Chilaf HaDvorim. Still, she did not like leave a husband, but rather she still lived with him, that the kid is a mamzer then. That's what Rishim Yachrin means. Doesn't really mean a new husband. It means the same husband, but Rishim means before they heard what happened, and Achrin means after they heard what happened. Fred Gemara, if that's the case, Lisnei Havlad Mamzer, let it just say period, Havlad is mamzer. What's Nafkamina before the Shmua, after the Shmua? Lamaisa, what happened was, the son died first, and then the husband. So at the time the husband died, there was no kids, there should be a Mitzvah Yibum. So she's a Shemeris Yavim. And instead she went and got married to somebody else. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Shemeris Yavim is a Chai Bilavin, that the Kedushin is not Chal. Therefore the kid is a Mamzer from the second husband. So let it just say the kid's a Mamzer. So Gemara says, Mishum the Kuboy Limis Nisaifa. Because we want to say in the Sefer like this. In the Sefer it says, Om Rulo Meis Balcha. If two Edim came and told Ishno, your husband died. Venistes, and she had her head to get married to somebody else. V'yacha kach omalei kayim hoyo. And later the two Edim come and say, no, you should know your husband was still alive. Umeis, and he died just right now. Now he died. So in such a case, Arishin Mamzer, if she has a child from the first one, means, calls the man the first husband is alive. If she has a child from the second husband, the kid is a mamzer. For Yachron, what does Vachron mean here? After they told her that your first husband died. If she still lives with the second husband and has a kid later, then it's ain't a mamzer. Because then she's not an Eshesis from the first husband. So then the mice, it's not called to be a Eshes of Eshesis to an Acher with the second husband. So then the kid is not called a mamzer. So since here it has to say a chiz between Rishon and Achron, Memela Toni Nami Resha Rishon V'Achron Mamzer. That's why it says at the beginning of the Mishnah also such a lashon of Rishon V'Achron. So kids, even though in the Resha doesn't make a difference, the Rishon and the Achron, it says it because in the Sefer it makes a difference. Tana Rabbanu, look at the Brisa like this. Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva Shita. Shoyoyim Rabbi Akiva used to say, En Kedushin Tovsim Mechai V'Lavin. Now, when Isha is a Chai V'Lavon, like here, Shemeris Yovim, when the husband died and there's a brother alive, she has to have Yibum Machlitza from him. Before that, she's also to get married to somebody else. That's called the Chai V'Lavon. And if she does get married, the Kedushin is not Chal, and the kids are Mamzer. Avo Chachom and Moirim, the Chom say not like that. That ain't Mamzem Yivoma. The Chom say, no, since Yivoma is only a Chai V'Lavon, Lamaisa, if she got married to somebody else and did not wait for the Yovim, the kid is not a Mamzer. So the Gemara of Uleimer, Ein Mamze Michai V'Lavin, why does Nachum Stam say, Ein Mamze Michai V'Lavin? Why does it have to say, Loshin, there's no Mamze from Yivam or Lashuk? Let him say better, there's no Mamze from any Chai V'Lavin. So Gemara says, Hai Tana, this Tana, here is Hach Tana of Rabbi Kiva. It's a different Tana the way they learn Shan Rabbi Kiva. Really, it's a Machlaik, it's how they learn Shan Rabbi Kiva. The Oma that this Tana holds, Michai V'Lavin, the share heavy Mamzer. That Rabbi Kiva Shita that holds a mamzer from a Chai V'Lavin, it's a Chai V'Lavin of Sher, Machlas Kurva. If it's a Chai V'Lavin of your relative, then Taka the kid's a mamzer. Mashenkein Mechai V'Lavin Greda, Le'yavi Mamzer. But from Chai V'Lavin Greda, then the kid is not called a mamzer. That means Kugren Yavam Ulishuk. That Yavam is not going to get married to somebody else is not because she's a relative to that person. Stand as an Issa of Yavam Ulishuk. So this Lav of a Yavam Ulishuk, this Tan Hold is not a Mamzer, but other Chai V'Lavin of Kurva, and the Konami then Taka, the kid would be a Mamzer. Omer Rav Yudah.